8 after. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Follow the whole show. Go to it. It's at Joe and Alex Show. So yesterday was kind of cool. For me, it was the first time. I know, Alex, you've had it a few, and Pork Chop might have been there for a second time. We got to try, and I'm saying it correctly now, Whataburger. Am I saying that right, Lenny?
You got it, man.
All right, cool. Lenny's our guy here in Houston because we're on the air in Indiana Radio Now on 100.9 and in Houston on 92.1. And, dude, Whataburger changed my life yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it does it to a lot of people, especially on those days when you're, like, wasted, you know, and you go in and, like...
I was not wasted yesterday. I want to throw that one out there. Not till the nighttime.
Well, we could have been wasted when we went, you know, we just won't mention it. But honestly, when we went and got that patty melt, man, what did you think about it?
Dude, it changed my life. You're telling me about it. You're hyping it up. I'm like, okay. Because everybody goes across the country, like, you got to try this place. You got to try that place.
Yeah, there are certain restaurants in certain areas of the country that when you're visiting or you move or what have you, everyone says you have to go here.
And then it's like, overrated. Here's my clap. Rated. Come on, Liv, where's your clap?
But sorry.
It's all good. It was amazing yesterday. The fries were good. The drink was good. And just the actual whole atmosphere is awesome. They walk around with like a little condiment thing right there.
Oh, yeah. They come and serve you, man. They treat you like you're a king.
I got the Monterey Jack. Oh,
yeah.
Monterey Jack, don't come back.
But it was awesome. So that was a cool experience. But then Lenny here... on the Joe and Alex Show, he's like, hey, we should steal from this place. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Stealing is a Texas tradition, man. If you're not stealing, you're not
what
going
do
to the
mean
right Whataburger.
Stealing I'm too is soft a Texas for prison. Tradition. What did you steal?
So, Whataburger has these tags with numbers on them. And I don't know who started this, but everybody who goes to Whataburger has to walk out with that tag. You're not supposed to take
it. The first time or every time?
Every single time. You collect them.
That's horrible. I feel too bad about that.
No, can I, Alex, I was there, so we didn't, like, steal.
Okay.
Because, you know, I wouldn't let that happen.
Producer Porkchop keeps all of us in line.
Right.
Yeah, I don't tell Lenny and Joe, but, I mean, I secretly might have asked if it was okay to take it. I mean,
you asked the worker
the
there?
The GM.
Okay,
I mean, but don't tell them that. Let them think they stole it.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, well, that was really exciting and fun, and I actually would like to go back there later to grab some more food.
And remember what number it was that we stole? Did you?
Yeah, it was 92.
Ooh, 92.
For our new station here in Houston,
yep.
92.1.
That's pretty dope. Now, let's talk about something that's not so dope, and that's a person that takes a perfectly good Whataburger and destroys it.
Okay.
Alex
you
Clark.
Know what, I'm shameful. Just very attacked. I didn't want to be included in this narrative, as Taylor Swift would say.
Okay, listen, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus, but come here and let me back it up on you. Explain to everybody what you, because you had to go into meetings, so we went to lunch without you, but then after, you're like, hey, let's go through the drive-thru, and what did you order yesterday?
I get a plain hamburger. That means nothing on it. It's the burger, like the meat and the bun. There's no cheese. There's no ketchup. There is no mustard. There is no lettuce. There is no nothing. It is the meat and the bun.
And I love how the lady that works there in the drive-thru, when Alex said her order, she repeated it back. She was like, so just meat and bun.
Yeah.
Like, so sad.
That's what they always do. You know what? Ironically, I feel like the sandwiches that I order or whatever are always so simple and so easy. And yet, somehow... not there. They did a great job. But, I mean, other times in my life, it seems like people can never get it right. Because it's almost like too easy that they always mess it up. They always still at least put lettuce on it or at least put cheese. They just, nobody can understand the concept of actually plain.
You can't understand the concept of flavor.
Oh, really?
Let's talk to a phone, this person. I think we have Ariel. Is that Ariel there on the Joe and Alex Show? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so you're from Texas, but you live in Indy now.
I do, yes. I'm originally from San Antonio, but I have been to Houston. I've been all over Texas. And when I was younger, we used to be able to pick where we want to be for our birthday. Every year for my birthday, I went to Whataburger. It didn't matter, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It is the best place to go eat at Texas.
Now, what do you think about Alex getting a Whataburger? I don't even think you can call it a Whataburger without cheese on it, right?
Exactly.
Alex, why don't you come to the cheesy side?
Haters.
Get some cheese in your life.
Haters.
Well, hey, we love you. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
I've been to Whataburger once.
Okay, and how was it, Liv? I assume you were drunk and don't remember it.
Well, I wasn't drunk, but I was in Panama City for spring break in college, and it was my last day, and I was so hungover, the only thing I could get was water. But let me tell you, it was in Panama City, and it looked like someone had thrown up pastels and frat boys. Like, it was literally just filled with, like, oversized pastel t-shirts and, like, sorority and fraternity girls. But yeah, I only had water in it, but it was pretty lit.
Now, Panama City Beach, actually, they have changed now. You can't go there for spring. Well, you can go there for spring break, of course. Not like you're banned from the city, but you can't drink on the beach, right? Didn't they change that?
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale's the new spring break place. It's a new Panama City. You heard it here first.
And I heard a lot of people come to Texas and go to San Antonio for spring break. Is that true? Or am I making that up?
That's 100. That's 100.
What's a music festival in Texas? It's like... Right,
the rodeo.
What?
ACL?
No, never mind.
There's a really cool music festival going on this weekend here. Astro Fest.
Yeah. Travis Scott throwing it down for his Houston people.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I wish we could stick around for that. Maybe he can do it in Indy.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. All right, go ahead, Pork Chop.
I was going to say real quick, Alex, kind of back to your burger thing.
She's trying to avoid it, by the way, at all costs.
Oh, no, I have to.
I don't think people think it's that interesting.
They do. Trust me. So, like I said, I'm the expert waiter on the show. I've been a waiter at Applebee's for 10 years.
Oh,
so,
won awards for his waiting.
I actually have. We can talk about that some other time. But I feel bad you just said something nice because I'm about to be mean. But something I noticed... When people order like a burger, like just plain, like meat and bun,
yeah,
they're usually like 8 years old.
Okay, you know what? That's okay.
You need to find your condiment of choice. That way you can say it's not plain.
Yeah, I think if it's really a good burger, then you don't need anything else.
Oh, no, wait. Do we have somebody that agrees with Alex here?
Impossible. Unless she must be 8 as well.
Who is this? Brittany? Brittany, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me. I just like a plain burger with just bun.
Yeah, so do you do that with your hot dogs too? Because that's what I also do. It's just the hot dog and then the bun.
Yeah, and sometimes no bun, just the meat. That's it.
So what happened to you? Like, you don't have to share. We're not your therapist. But what traumatic event happened in your life as a child with food in your family that caused you to go this way?
Nothing. I don't know. Evidently, when I was real little, I liked ketchup, but now I can't stand the taste of it.
I like ketchup, but only on chicken nuggets and fries.
I could eat ketchup plain on a spoon. Just spoon it like soup.
God, I thought Alex was gross, but Liv, you win today. You get the award. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.